Hey y'all, I'm Myla.
Hi, I'm Diamond.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Quantavia.
And we are the Mad Q5.
Today is September 8th, 2016.
We are hospitality students at Jane Addams Business Career Center, and we are located in Cleveland, Ohio.
Today we'll be talking about invitations. Last time we talked about how to pick a theme for our event, and we're having a Halloween party, and the theme is a pumpkin spectacular jam, so we need some invitations, and we'll be talking about how we research ideas, actually make the invitations, our contest, and talk to our special guests.
So the cards were made / invitations were made by us and some other people in our class. Mine was made one word. Basically, I went on Google, looked up an image that had pumpkins. It kind of looked spooky, but good enough for little kids. And I put it on Word and put all the information that was needed on the card / invitation.
Well, my card was homemade, which took a lot more time than everybody else's. It had paint on it, and it had pumpkins also. When you open up the card, it had a pop-up pumpkin on the right side. And then when you look to the left, it had all the information you needed. I threw in some glitter, and I made it stylish.
I didn't know what to do for the invitation. So I found out about Evite, and I went on there, and I found a free invitation. They had pumpkins on it, and I just wrote the information.
Now, we did have a contest. We ended up doing the contest 6 times, and we did on Kahoot, but the winner that we decided on was
Shantiana.
Congrats!
Congratulations. So our special guest was here. His name is Deshaun.
Hey Deshaun,
how you doing today?
Now, you were here for the contest. So do you want to put any input how you felt about the contest and how did you like it?
Sure. The way that I felt about the contest was, I felt like it was a good, fair contest because everybody was voting individually and it was fair to me. And I also feel like I would like to do the invitation thing because I love creative things.
Oh, and because you weren't here for the making of the contest. I mean, the invitations, I'm sorry. So we have some questions for you, and we heard that you have some questions for us. So we're going to start by asking you 3 questions or so.
So since you already answered the question on how you would love to make invitations, would you have done anything different than we did on our invitations? Like, would you add anything?
Yes, I would add different colors. Like, I would change up the colors, use other colors besides Halloween colors.
Okay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And did you learn anything from us making the cards?
Yes, I learned that it can be very challenging when you are making things like this because you can always mess up on certain things. You have to go back and fix them.
I agree, because I had to start over like 2 times.
So we heard that you have questions for us. Would you like to ask us?
Yes. How long did the invitations take to make?
Mine took like 30 minutes, putting the information in, and then
mine didn't really take that long either. I just, like I said, went on Google, put it on Word, and that was it.
Well, like I mentioned before, mine took a lot longer. I needed at least 4 days to make it.
Okay. Was it very challenging?
Yes.
No,
I wouldn't say it was challenging.
Okay. Would this be something you would convince someone else to do?
Yeah.
Of course.
And would you do this again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would do it again. I would absolutely do it again.
Okay.
So thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for answering our questions and voting with us.
And tune in next week when we talk about decoration.
We are the Mad Q5.